Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the John Cordray Show, number 64. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why you need to stop believing this if you have anxiety. Coming up in the John Cordray Show. I want to welcome you to the John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'll be your host for a little bit today. And I'm also a national certified therapist, and I'm the calm expert. What does that mean? That means I want to help you learn to keep calm. And today, I'm going to be talking about stop believing this if you have anxiety. And I also talk about stress and depression and anger and fear. But today is specifically about anxiety. And don't believe this. You've got to stop believing this if you want to get better. And so many people that I have talked with over the years in my private practice and other places, people who have anxiety, they all have the same common denominator. And that is believing this lie. And I'm going to be talking about that in a moment. But if you struggle with anxiety and you wake up in the morning and it's there, it's that ugly monster that's in your head that feels so heavy. And then it stays with you throughout the day. And then when you go to sleep, it's there. And maybe some of you have a hard time falling asleep because of the anxiety. It is an invisible monster. It is scary, and it makes your life miserable. And I bet you can relate to that. And here's the thing. If you want to make your anxiety worse, then go ahead and believe this. But this is about not. Stop. Don't do this. Don't believe this if you have anxiety. And what is the this? Well, the this is, if you struggle with anxiety, stop believing that there's something wrong with you. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know my thoughts of those negative thoughts, the negative inner critic that I call. And it's thoughts that are negative, and every time you struggle, whether you have anxiety or possibly anxiety and depression or some other mental illness, it's that lie that keeps talking to you, yelling at you, whispering to you that there's something wrong with you. And I can't tell you how many times that I have talked to people who struggle with anxiety and they say, there's something wrong with me. I'm broken. No one understands. I'm by myself. I'm miserable. I hate myself. I hate my life. And there's something wrong with me. What's wrong with me? Have you thought that before? Maybe you're thinking it right now. And if you are, I want to say as gently as I can, stop! You got to stop believing that. You know, it's one thing to have the thoughts, right? So you can't always stop your thoughts. That's part of what makes us human. We have thoughts. But it's when you start to really digest those thoughts and you start to obsess over those thoughts, then you start to believe those thoughts. That's when it makes it worse. When you start believing the negative thoughts that you have about yourself and your struggle, that you're no good, worthless, you're a failure, you're never going to amount to anything, if you start to believe that, it's got you, and you're going to be miserable. So I want to help you and encourage you and support you and let you know you've got to stop thinking that and dwelling on that. Now, I know that some of you who are listening to this right now, you have actually had people say that to you. I just talked to someone earlier today, and they said that their parents talked to them that way, that they're worthless, that they're no good. And that's simply not true. People say things out of anger that they don't mean. It's purely out of reaction and trying to get a reaction out of the other person, and they hurt them. And the truth is, hurt people hurt other people. And if somebody in your life talked to you that way and treated you that way, then I'm sorry. That should not have happened. You are an individual, a human being with value and dignity that you deserve from other people, especially those who love you or who say they love you. And if you have anxiety and you have somebody in your life that doesn't understand that anxiety can be debilitating, if you're a high school student and you don't want to go to school and your parents get on you and on you and on you and you feel like a terrible kid because you have anxiety that you don't want to go to school, you just want to stay in bed, or maybe you have a teacher or someone at the school who labels you and says that you are no good and you're a bad student because you don't go to school. Or maybe you're that college student that's failing because you can't muster up the energy and emotional strength to go to your class because of your anxiety. And you get a bad grade and you're failing, and maybe you get kicked out of college because you have anxiety. And so you're thinking, I'm a horrible student. I'm a horrible person. What's wrong with me? And see, I want to say that there's nothing wrong with you. You have something that you struggle with, but there's nothing wrong with you. You have hurt, you have pain, you have wounds that maybe perhaps other people can't see, but they're just as real as physical wounds. And I want to be the voice of reason to you right now. I want to say that you are valuable. You are worth something. Your life matters. And I don't want you to be thinking that I wish my life was over. I wish my life was like so-and-so because they seem to have it all together. Instead, I want you to be thinking about your life. Do you struggle with anxiety? Yes. Is it horrible? Yes. Are you miserable at times? Yes. But it doesn't mean that your life is over. See, it's a mindset. You need to come up with a mindset. You need to work through that mindset. And maybe you have to talk to a therapist. Maybe you have to find somebody in your life that you can trust and tell them your struggles. But you've got to get it out. You have to process the stuff out loud. Don't keep it to your thoughts. Don't keep it to yourself, because that's when things go worse. They get worse. They go south. It's an expression of getting worse. Go south is a bad thing. Although if you live in the South, it's not a bad thing. You know what I'm saying. South is more of a hypothetical term for hell, right? I'm not saying that. Well, you know what I mean. I'm digging myself a bigger hole. But what I want to say is, what I'm trying to convey to you, that there is a distinct difference between what you suffer from and who you are as a person. And when you start believing that there's something wrong with you and believing that you're a failure, you start to equate the two. Your identity is in the anxiety, because all you can think about is what the anxiety is making you do or not do. And you're interpreting it as you're the worst person on the face of the planet. Nobody wants to be around you. No wonder I failed. No wonder people stay away from me, because I'm worthless. And I know you've felt this way. I know you thought this, or you know somebody who has. And it's so important, I can't say it enough. It's one thing to have these feelings. It's another thing to believe them. You need to work on not believing the false lies of these emotions that come, these negative emotions, that inner critic. Stop believing those lies and start working on it. It's hard work, but start working on believing the truth. You have to do it. You have to believe the truth. What is the truth? Well, the truth is you struggle with anxiety. Truth. The truth is your anxiety prevents you from doing things that you want to do. That's truth. The truth is, you are an individual. You have so many things to give and offer other people in your life, your family, your friends, and other people. You have so much to give. There's so many good things about you. That's truth. What's false, what's inaccurate, is that you are worthless, that you're a failure, that there's something wrong with you, that you're not good enough, you can't measure up, you're not a good person, you can't contribute to society. And I know you felt this. I know you thought this. And maybe feel it right now. Maybe right now you feel like a failure. And you feel like everyone else around you thinks the same thing. That's a lie. That's a lie. And it's when you give in to that belief that there's something wrong with you, when you give in to that belief, you give up. And when you give up, your anxiety's got you. And you are going to be a prisoner for a very long time until you are willing to stand up to your anxiety and say, enough is enough. I am not going to allow you to convince me anymore that I'm a failure. And I want to say to stop believing those lies and start doing something about it. Now, is that easy? No. What I'm talking about is very difficult and probably one of the most difficult things you'll ever do in your life. Is to face your fear, to work on it, to admit that you're weak, that you need help, that you actually physically go and get help for your anxiety. And it may be going to a therapist, which I recommend. If your anxiety is so high and it tells you and convinces you that you are a loser, that you're miserable, and maybe your life would be better if it was over, if you're starting to think that, then I want to say, go find a therapist. Talk to them, share with them, be honest with them. Don't do this alone. At the very least, tell a friend. Don't do this alone. It's the worst thing that you can do. You would actually be feeding your anxiety. When you're suffering alone, and when you kind of ruminate on these thoughts, that they're the negative thoughts, that you're no good, that you're a failure, that you're a loser, when you do that, when you start to be really think about it and dwell on it, you're feeding the anxiety. The more you feed your anxiety, the bigger it gets. It's uglier it gets. The heavier it gets. And the more of a prisoner you feel. I want you to be free. I want you to experience the freedom of not being under the bondage of the negative thoughts and feelings of the anxiety that's coming inside you. To be free doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have no anxiety. To be free means that no longer are you going to be held captive by the negative thoughts the anxiety produces. And that, my friends, is freedom. Freedom is not an absence of anxiety. Freedom is to be able to live and move forward even though you have anxiety. Now, will you have anxiety for the rest of your life? I don't know. I do know that anxiety is very treatable. I know that there are things that you can do to work on and make your anxiety better. That's out there. There are resources out there. There are people out there who can really help you. So I don't know if your anxiety is going to be with you for the rest of your life, but I do know it doesn't have to make you a prisoner for the rest of your life. If you're home and you're not at work because you're on disability and you can't go to work because of your anxiety and depression, it doesn't mean that you're going to be there forever. I believe you can get back to work. I believe you can get your life back. But it starts with saying, no, I'm no longer going to believe that I'm a failure. You need to stop believing that. And start believing that you can work through it day by day, moment by moment. And that's what you need to work on. That's my encouragement to you. That's what I want you. I want to inspire you. I want to inspire you to say, I have this mental illness. I'm not ashamed of having it, and then I'm going to do something about it. And when you do something about it, then you're actually helping other people. Because the things that I say the most, as you are getting better and a little stronger, you can voice that to other people who are struggling and pass it down, pay it forward, and help somebody else. Say that I've been there. I know what it's like. But I also know what it's like to move forward. I know what it's like to be free and no longer a burden or a prisoner of my anxiety. If you can find a way, if you're at that point where you're ready to share your story and talk about it and help people and let them know and give them hope and say it's okay, you're okay, you're not a failure, then you will help somebody tremendously. You have purpose. I don't know why you're going through the anxiety, but I do know that you can help somebody else who's going through it as well. And I think that's what it's about. We're not meant to suffer this from this alone. We've got to lean on other people and help other people and support other people. That's why I'm doing my podcast. That's why I'm on Periscope so much. That's why I'm on live streaming. And now I have my YouTube channel. And all these things that I do is because I want to help you and get the message out there that there is hope. You don't have to live in burden in this prison any longer. It's in your what you're thinking, what you're believing. And sometimes you just need to hear someone like me saying it's okay. It's okay to be full of anxiety. It's not okay for you to stay a prisoner. I hope you're hearing my heart here. There's no expectations. You have them. You expect the pain to go away. I get it. I do. But I don't have an expectation on you to get well at a certain time, or hopefully other people in your life don't place that expectations on you. When you're struggling with anxiety and working through it, it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. And sometimes you're running uphill over rocks. Sometimes you fall down flat on your face. Sometimes you sprain an ankle. And sometimes you might break an ankle or a toe. Sometimes there's a little pebble, that little rock in your shoe, and it creates a blister. You know what I mean. Sometimes I get a little carried away with my illustrations, but you know what I mean. So keep moving forward. It's painful. It's hard. You're going to want to give up, but you have to push through. Not grin and bear it. Not saying that. Not faking it. Not saying that either. But what I'm saying is stop believing the lies and start believing in hope. One day at a time. Don't think about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Think about right now. How will you get through this day? One day, one foot, one moment at a time. So stop. It starts right now. It starts by stopping believing that you're a failure because you have anxiety. I want you to start believing that you have worth and value and so much to offer other people. You just happen to struggle with anxiety. You're going to be okay. I believe it. You're going to get through this. I believe it. You're going to get better. I believe that too. But it doesn't really matter what I believe. It matters what you believe. That, my friend, is where you need to believe. That's where you need to be. You need to be at a place where you can believe that you're not a failure, that you're working and doing the best that you can in spite of your anxiety. I'm here for you. I am with you. I support you. I am your biggest cheerleader. I want you to know that. I am your chief encouragement officer, your CEO. And if you've been listening to me for very long, I hope you realize that. And if you're new, if this is the first time that you're listening to this, welcome first. But I also want you to know that I have your back. And if you ever need to reach out to me, if you have a question or maybe you have an idea for a topic that you want me to talk about, either here on my podcast or on Periscope or live streaming or on my YouTube channel, I welcome your questions. And the best way to do that is either if you have Twitter, to tweet me the question at John P. Cordray, or go to my website at johncordray.com and you could email it to me. I want to hear from you. I want your support. I want to know who's watching or who's listening. I guess it's audio, right? Who's listening? My live streaming and YouTube channel is watching. But I want to build that connection and that relationship with you. And the best way to do that is to reach out to me. So I hope you do that. Please let me know that you're listening to this. And if it's been encouraging, I'd love to know that too. You don't have to say that, but I want to connect with you. And I hope you realize that. That's why I'm doing this, why I spend time talking to you through this platform on my podcast. Because I want to encourage you. And if you're listening to this, I don't know if you know about Periscope or what it is, but you can go and download the app and follow me on Periscope. I'm on very often. And you can go to my YouTube channel. So everything that I do is on my website at johncordray.com. Follow me there. I'm on Snapchat, a lot of different social media platforms, Instagram, you name it, Facebook. And everything that I do online is to help you keep calm. That's why I'm the calm expert. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I value you so much. I would not keep doing this if it wasn't for you. So thank you very much. And that means the world to me. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope you're encouraged. And maybe you need to listen to this episode over and over and over again. If you really struggle with these negative thoughts, it might be helpful to keep listening to this. And that's why I'm doing it. All right, I'm going to let you go. Take care. Thanks again for listening. And I hope you come back. Subscribe to my podcast here. And I would love it if you have time and if you know how to leave a review on iTunes. That means the world to me as well. I appreciate you so much. Take care. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.